The story of Enron's collapse, the tactics of its executives and the plight of its employees, have been of increased interest to Americans. That's according to a new poll from the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. The center's director, Andrew Kohut, is with us once again today. Andy, how interested are people in Enron?
Pretty interested in terms of business stories, but it's been a slow build for the American public. In December, only 34% were paying any attention to that story. By January, it rose to 43%, and now it's at 61%. It's taken a while for the public to get with the story and to recognize its consequences.
And do you get a sense from the polling as to what it is that people find of great interest in the Enron story, what they find most compelling about it?
The public prism to this story is the 401k issue and the potential lack of safety of retirement funds. That's what people say is the big lesson of it. A lot of the story is more confirmatory than revelatory. You know, it's another case of rich guys doing well at the expense of little guys or middle-sized guys. These are things that have resonated with the public, and it scares many people, even people who are ordinarily pro-business.
You actually compare the degree of public interest in the Enron story with past financial stories or past economic stories when people were greatly interested in them. Enron ranks pretty high in recent history.
About as high as any. Microsoft got about comparable levels of intense interest, which was 30%. The savings and loan scandal and things like the AOL Time Warner merger got far less interest, only 1 in 6 saying that they were paying close attention to those stories. This is a big business story. It's the biggest accounting story of all time, I'll say, without any data.
You're gonna go out on a limb right there. Enron, a Houston-based company, was close to, or at least its founder was close, it seems, to then-Texas Governor George W. Bush. Is the Enron story trouble for either President Bush or Republicans?
Doesn't appear to be. The president's ratings remain high. Most people say, well, there was probably something unethical that went on, but nothing illegal. And a significant number of people think that the Democrats were influenced by Enron as well as the Republicans. 31% said the Republican leaders were greatly influenced by Enron executives, but 19% say Democrats. So is that familiar, they're all involved kind of deal, which takes some of the sting out of this. But the public is taking this scandal much more seriously than Whitewater 6 years ago. 6 years ago, 55% of the public said they had heard too much coverage of Whitewater. Only 24% are now saying they've heard too much coverage of Enron.
And when Republicans and Democrats look ahead to the congressional elections in the fall, do they see coattails for that very popular president?
There are some indications in this survey that the president's big ratings may not have the normal connection to voting intentions that approval ratings generally do for a first-term president or any president during a midterm election. We found a record number of people saying they're going to have President Bush in mind when they cast a ballot next November, compared to his father, compared to Clinton, compared to Reagan. More say that for Bush. But when we look at people who say that, a very large percentage of them, or a relatively large percentage of them, are saying they're going to vote Democratic. These are not as much political attitudes as we typically get in surveys, because we're still in a period where the public is reacting to the President of the United States as a leader of a country in crisis.
Andy, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut, talking about a new poll released today by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.